On the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Your hometown.
Just 30 minutes south of downtown, surrounded by scenic forest preserves, there's a community where everything's convenient and close to home. Join us on today's edition of Your Hometown as we explore Oak Forest. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything is possible in your hometown.
Oak Forest was founded in 1800. The mayor is Jim Hartzman. 28,000 people live in there. Median household, medium home value is about $216,000. And as you heard, it's about 24, 25 miles south-southwest of downtown Chicago. And boy, do they have a vibrant park program. Kirsten Dahm is the director of Parks and Recreation there. Kirsten, this is John, and you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good. How are you today?
Good. I was thinking, you must love your job because it almost looks like anything anybody would ever want to do, your job is to make that a program and then sign people up.
Yes, I love what I do. I often tell my kids that, you know, I just get to play in a park all day long, and that's what I do for a living. And sometimes it does feel like that, you know, being here and getting to work with the community is, you know, everything I could ask for and more.
So what do you all do?
So at the Park District here, we program different events, programs, activities for individuals of all ages and abilities. And basically, we just are here to serve the community and give them recreational opportunities.
There's special events, but then there's also what you might expect, like dance classes, youth sports leagues, adult sports leagues. Gotta love those. You guys do language classes as well? I mean, it's pretty comprehensive, isn't it?
It is. We try to, you know, really hear what the community is looking for in terms of recreational opportunities, and we try to hone in and figure out the best ways to serve them. So we get a lot of people that reach out and say they're looking for Spanish classes, American Sign Language classes, dance classes, Pinochle Club, open gym. And we, you know, our rec supervisors here do a great job of listening to the community and making these kinds of things happen.
Where do most people gravitate to? What are some of your more popular activities or classes?
Yeah, so we have a really good youth sport program. We offer things like youth soccer, girls softball, lacrosse. Warriors Wrestling is one of our bigger programs. We have basketball. We do a little bit of everything, and we get a lot of kids in the community that come out and get to learn a sport, make friends, have fun. So I would say that's probably some of the bigger things that we do here. We also have a really awesome fitness center, and we're able to engage people of all ages over at the fitness center through different classes, programs, activities. So that's really popular here, too.
Y'all got pickleball out there?
We do. We have been working hard at putting pickleball courts on all of our tennis courts. So you could pretty much find it in most of our parks at this point.
I hesitate to ask. That almost seems like a loaded question. Like, that would be a complication that somebody like you has had to navigate in the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, it's when things grow and expand that quickly, we do sometimes struggle to keep up with the trends, but we do our best to improvise. So, for example, we started an indoor drop-in pickleball club. So people could come in and they could play pickleball for a couple hours with people, you know, with similar interests and skill levels. And it's nice because they're pop-up nets. We do it in the gym, and when it's done, we take them down, and then we set up for gymnastics or dance or one of our other programs. So we do our best to improvise and, you know, keep up with the trends and make them work.
I saw you have a lot of nice dance programs for kids of all ages and all skill levels and all different sorts of activities. Do you have any events coming up in the near future that folks should know about in Oak Forest?
Yeah, we actually have coming up kind of along with the Oak Forest FLA, we run a FLA Family Fest. So immediately following the Oak Forest Flaw Parade, we'll run a family event here in our gym from 11:30 to 1:30. It's completely free, and we'll have crafts, games, music, and light concessions. And really, you know, we just invite members of the community to come out and hang out with friends and neighbors and enjoy the day.
One last thing. What's the Flaw Parade? What is Flaw?
Flaw is Irish for festival, I believe, or celebration. And, you know, that's one of the biggest events that Oak Forest has here. So we start the day with a 5K, and then we have a huge parade. Yeah. And there's activities that are going on all over town that day. So it's great to see the entire community get involved.
In fact, we'll talk more about that on this show later on. So we'll leave it there. Kirsten Dahm is the Director of Parks and Recreation at the Oak Forest Park District. Oakforestparks.org is the website for your hometown. Well done, Kirsten. My best to everybody over there.
Thanks so much, John. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.